Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, it is 10 past nine. It's Cambridge 105 Radio. It is Friday, and we are now doing Friday Food Club, and we welcome Emma Rule. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Thank you for popping in to see us today. So in 2016, Emma, you launched the Musicians Against Homelessness campaign, and at the end of this June, you'll be helping to bring the Foodies Festival to Cambridge, and we're mixing demos from top local chefs with top music. It sounds like a great event. It's the first time it's coming to Cambridge. You also said that you were at Jimmy's fairly late last night. So thank you for being here. How did the support for the homeless charities begin to start with?
It started off volunteering, actually. I was volunteering in London at Crisis for Christmas, which is a huge volunteer-led organisation where they literally take thousands of street sleepers and put them into accommodation over the week and kind of get them into services. And I was there one Christmas night and met a suicidal man who we couldn't really make a breakthrough with. He didn't want to come into the centre. Long story short, I spent about 3 hours talking to him, and we made each other a promise. So his promise that, you know, he'd give it another day, he'd try and come and engage with people and talk to people and see if we could help him. And he said absolutely no one would care if he died. You know, it wouldn't matter to anyone. And I promised him that it would matter to me and it would matter to a lot of people. And I went off and kind of carried this with me for about a year. And just played on my mind. And I know he did go and get help. So he'd kept his side of the promise. And I was working with young bands at that time and finding it incredibly difficult to find opportunities to play the music with live music venues closing, you know, 1,000 bands going for a slot at a festival. So I thought, I wonder if I can tie these two things together. Can we create opportunities, help bands when they're just starting out, or even established bands, send all of the money off to homeless services? So, and it snowballed from a post on social media into an absolutely massive national campaign with celebrities and hundreds of gigs and thousands of bands. And
incredible.
Here we are coming to Cambridge in June.
So it is the first time it's coming to Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And I just think Cambridge is the kind of place where if it's a lovely sunny day in the summer and you're on Parker's Piers and there's music and there's food and maybe perhaps something to drink, everyone's going to be there. Everyone's going to have a great time. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect at this festival.
Oh, they're absolutely amazing. I went and did the series with Foodies. We partnered up with Foodies last year. So Foodies is the biggest food and drink series of its kind in the UK. It's celebrity chefs, master chefs, you know, loads of people from the TV doing live cooking in great big marquees. Over 200 trade stands of just the most beautiful food and drink from all around the world. There's a dog arena there, so we welcome dogs and kids as well.
animals and children, excellent.
Yeah. Everybody welcome. And so we've got a big music stage there. We've got Scouting for Girls headlining.
Wow.
We've got local bands. We've got the Indie Tones, who are brilliant local sort of covers band. International artists, people from Australia, America, all over the place. So it's all weekend of music over 3 days. Food, and more food. So you can kind of sit with your Pims, listen to the music. It's just a fantastic
atmosphere. So by food, are we talking some food trucks, or are we thinking maybe, I don't know, delicatessen-style stores?
Everything.
What are we looking for?
Absolutely everything. So there's the places you can go up because you want to eat something straight away. They've got absolutely everything from sort of Chinese, Indian, vegetarian.
And these are coming, are they local to Cambridge as well, these, or will they be drawn from other parts of the UK?
Both. We've got people coming from all over the UK, but we'll also have a lot of local local trade stands as well, so people kind of come and show off the Cambridge produce as well, which is really good.
So 200 food stalls, but so you mentioned that you've got some of the, we're quite lucky in Cambridge, I mean, and there's like the three top chefs that you've got coming down. Tell us a little bit about them and how do they get involved, and I guess they're just really keen to do it as well. I mean, it's quite a thing to sign up to.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great place as well to talk about what you do and show off your business. And of course, because they're live cooking, they're actually showing people what they usually do behind the scenes in front of you and kind of talking you through the process and showing off dishes that they do at their,
fantastic,
you know, their restaurants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's great for everyone, actually, to kind of showcase and especially to showcase what we've got in Cambridgeshire and why it's a great place to come to, you know. And hopefully we'll attract people from right across Cambridgeshire
Because you've got your Daniel Clifford coming from Midsummer House. And then who else is going to be along?
We've got Tristan Welsh, Parker's Tavern.
Well, he won't have to come very far, will he?
No. And Alex Rushmere, who's just opened a new restaurant.
Yes,
Vandalisle
Road. Yes, he's doing extremely well. And funnily enough, so this is happening towards the end of June, 3 days on Parker's Piece. A couple of weeks, is it before?
I think it's mid-May, isn't it? We've got Eat Cambridge.
And we've got the Eat Cambridge Festival.
Oh, okay.
Ah, you don't know this? Because I was going to ask you, how are they different? Well, see, this is the thing. I think also in Cambridge, there's a hibernation time, sort of in the winter months, and then May, it just kicks off, and like, you know, you've suddenly got 3, 4, 5 things
happening all in the same month. It's kind of like The Wizard of Oz, isn't it? When suddenly it goes from black and white into colour, it's that same kind of thing going
Cambridge
on.
Cambridge is such a beautiful place to be. I mean, it's beautiful all year round, but in summer it's especially, because we have these open spaces where you do just go and sit with your picnic or sit next to the river, and it's just so stunning, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a good mix, isn't it? Sort of food.
So lucky on all of that. So is it right the way across the weekend that this is taking place?
Yeah, across the three. So 28th to the 30th.
Of June.
Yeah, it will be busy every day, I'm sure. So organise your transport in carefully. Obviously, your parking.
Cycle.
Yeah, kind of get a plan in place. We'll also have Jimmy's night shelter down there. So I also work at Jimmy's as a support worker. So they're coming down to do some activities. I think they're doing festival face painting and...
Oh, face painting. It's just,
merchandise.
Never go anywhere with small children where there's face painting. You'll find yourself in a queue for
the dog pen as well.
Oh, no, not really the dogs.
Ticketed event, or is it just sort of you walk through? Just tell us how that side of things
works. It's a ticketed event, so children come in free, teenagers come in at a vastly reduced rate. The tickets can be anything between about, I think it's £5 and £28, depending what you want to do. So you can buy VIP tickets, which, so you can go and just be really posh. You go in the VIP area, you get met with a glass of champagne and serenaded and all sorts of love. And you get goodie bags and stuff like that. We've actually got a really special offer, because it's the first time we're here and it's a Musicians Against Homelessness event. So I've got a 20% off ticket code. So
nice.
If you go off to the Foodies website, which you'll easily find, Foodies Festival, and enter MAH20 at the till.
MAH20.
So MAH for Musicians Against Homelessness.
Ah,
yeah,
good.
MAH20, you'll get 20% off all your tickets. And you can also, it's got all of the activities
that's
listed
worth having.
There,
so. And am I right in thinking you're looking for local musicians as well, if there is anyone else who is listening and would like an opportunity on stage and they don't happen to have a festival anywhere else that weekend?
Yeah, we absolutely are. I mean, we've got quite a chunk of the lineup organised. So we've got scouting and we've got, as I said, people coming actually from all over the world and the UK. We've reserved quite a few places to try and give an opportunity to great local bands that would like to get in front of an absolutely
huge... Of which we know there are plenty.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing 7 of them tonight.
we'll keep an eye.
We'll mention it to them.
Yeah. We were actually working with, I think you know him as well, Nick Davis up at the Plough.
Yeah, we do indeed, yes.
So I'm good friends with Nick. Nick puts on some great bands down at the Plough, so he's also doing a bit of sourcing of and recommending artists. So they'll be down, the Plough will be down as well.
Okay.
To the festival.
Emma, thank you very much for coming on. I hope it all goes well for you, and we'll mention it as we get a little bit closer, but can't resist the opportunity for some scouting for girls, and she's so lovely.
Cambridge 105.